The purpose of this segment is to kind of let Liza know how we feel about her publicly and what she does for Recycle and just how fucking cool it is that she spends all this time and money
and effort
and effort, energy,
yeah,
into doing something that she loves and loves to see people doing.
Mm-hmm. Let's say who's here.
I'm Doug. We got Megan.
Yeah, hey.
We got Donut.
Hello.
Zoe.
Hey.
And Lucas.
What's good?
The douchebag.
Fuck you.
Right. Is that going to be my new nickname? I'm going to be known as douchebag.
Yeah. It should make you like a little name tag.
I've
got
little...
a princess patch if you want that.
I don't want to be a
princess. Douchebag.
No. I'd rather be douchebag,
honestly. So... the first time I came to Recycle wasn't even for me. My girlfriend at the time had a bike that was not running, and heard about Liza through some Derby girls. And we brought her bike over here, and I didn't know shit about motorcycling. I know my brother had one. I rode one a couple times. It wasn't really something in my life that I was going to pursue at that point. Then we came over here one Sunday, and the rest is downhill.
It's very downhill, Doug.
I just became so enamored with what she does here, her personality, how awesome of a human being I think she is, how she just invites anybody off the street with full open arms, trusting, and with the knowledge to boot. I learned how to do electrical right off the bat. I didn't even have a bike. She actually gave me my first bike, which was amazing. I still have it. It's a CB400 T-Hawk, a little 400. I love that thing.
Crunch.
It's been a pain in the fucking ass, but now it's a great bike, and just the things that I've learned through the years, just coming to the garage here, and now I'm the one who gets to teach, but I'm still learning myself, and that none of that would have been possible without Liza Miller and her awesome garage space. Thank you very much, Liza. You're an amazing friend and co-worker, well, not worker per se, but you know, we kind of run the garage together. So this is for you. If anybody wants to go next, just say a little something. Go ahead.
I don't know. I started going when we started dating, like last September.
God damn it.
$2.
That was me.
All right.
Sorry, Liza.
And I came with no bike either. And then Douglas got me my first bike, and I've learned a lot. While motorcycles was always something that I felt like I would probably do. The garage has definitely made that possible. And I just want to say thank you to her. She's given me a lot of wonderful opportunities to grow and learn, and a lot of independence in doing so. So I just, you know, I don't know. I moved to a new town. I started a new school. I met a bunch of new people. And this has kind of become my home base. And it means a lot to me to have all these friends that have common interests and everything. And to have like a network. You know, I know who to call when I've got a problem. I know who to talk to when I'm in trouble, whether it be personal or whatever. It's just a great place to be, and it's a great resource for this community, and I feel a part of something in a way that I've never felt before, you know? And it just means a lot to me to be here. So I really appreciate it and everything she does for everyone.
Very good.
Yeah.
That was beautiful, Megan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, Megan.
Well done.
I know, my name's Doug, and I'm a recycler.
And I've been doing this. It's a wonderful place to be. A wonderful place to spend Sundays and other random nights of the week, too, where I have nothing else to do.
Yeah. Definitely.
So I got into Recycle. I was a squid.
Was?
Were.
Yeah. Was and it was so random how you got involved, too.
It was so random.
I remember you in my rearview mirror. Like, I saw you in the mirror there.
Really?
Behind me, yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Yeah, right place, right time.
Right place, right time. Yeah. Got in a Recycle. And for me, Liza is a rock. She's this unstoppable force and this immovable object at the same time. And she's beautiful. She's this resilient, shining, smooth-edged rock. She's in everyone's life. And she's always there. I love her in a way.
That's some great acting there. Wow. Oh my god, I was about to cry.
The Oscar goes to.
I'm serious.
No, she is a great woman.
I know. Mean, I know you're serious.
That's the point of this thing, guys.
Yeah.
Get mushy, because she loves and hates it. She's gonna fucking love this. So.
She's gonna go, oh, you guys did this, and then she's secretly gonna like.
She's gonna like sleep.
Her heart's
with,
in a girl like 10 sizes, just like pillow. The Grinch.
Like, oh, stop! But I'll keep it short and sweet.
I love you, Grandma. You do a lot for everyone. And when I say everyone, I mean everyone.
Yeah, that's so true.
Real pillar of the community.
Yeah, hey, she man. Is. Yeah, I know when I came to recycle originally with my Honda Shadow, I knew very little about bikes. I had taken the carbs off of it once. That was it. I've learned so many great things through the garage, and I've met so many great people that... It's been a good experience, and I owe a lot to her and everyone around here. And yeah, I just like helping out around here, and I'm glad that it's here. And thank you so much, Liza, for making this possible.
Yeah, we wouldn't be all sitting here knowing each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If she was not here, I'd probably know you two, but I wouldn't know you guys.
Yeah. That's what's great about this garage.
Yeah, the community. That's what it's all about.
I would never have met Liza in a million years.
It's amazing
years.
What one person can do for a community. Yeah. And we live in a town with 65,000-70,000 people in Santa Cruz County.
Right, it's pretty small.
And there's a good number of us that ride bikes. And we, for the most part, all know each other in one way or another.
I mean, it's a big city, but it's like a small city at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I grew up in the halfway between Palo Alto and San Jose, and San Jose's got almost 1 million people, you know. So it's like we still got that sense of community. And Eliza's doing a real good job of kind of keeping it Santa Cruz, bringing us all together, you know.
And this is her private, personal space, too. This is not a business.
Like, this wouldn't exist in other places.
This is all this microphone setup and shit. This is all out of her pocket. And like you said, it is kind of her pet project, and she loves doing it, but still. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why
how cool
it's here,
is it
man.
That we can get on the mics and people listen to our shit
in fucking England and Quebec
Japan.
And yeah,
it's cool.
You know,
we're like fucking living the life.
You know, we're not famous in any meaning of the word, but you know,
shout out to Canada.
It's cool.
Yeah, but we got it made though. I mean, you know, from my experience, I found out about the fuck you, Doug. You're all trampling on my moment. I'm gonna have to start again. Yeah. So
he'll just burp again.
Well, I found out about recycle because our mutual friend Nock was like, "Yo, you should come over and check this shit out." And I didn't know what was going on, and I'm just like, "All right, you know." I hung out with him like the day before or something. Went for a ride, and then the next day he's like, "Yo, come check it out." And so I did. I almost didn't. I felt like being a fucking lazy asshole, and I'm like, man, I probably should just go.
I was a lazy asshole for a year, so.
So, but I got my shit together and rode out over to here. You know, I only came, you know, since last summer, so I'm still relatively new, I guess, but even in that short time, I mean, we're kind of approaching, you know, that depth of winter right here. I'm freezing my balls off and everything, and, but I've been around for like maybe a good 5 or 6 months, and I mean, even in that short time, I've learned how to wrench on bikes like I could never do before. I showed up as kind of a well-established rider, so it wasn't as much of like a transformative experience about like, you know, expanding my technique or going on rides or anything, but I thought it was fantastic. I could hang out with a bunch of people, you know, who are also into riding. We could all work on stuff and help each other out. And that's, you know, that's a kind of profoundly different experience than just hanging out and going on group rides like I used to.
So true. And I
always felt like, you know, riders are family, man. I mean, we might kind of hate each other sometimes, like a dysfunctional family, you know? There's all the little internal conflicts and everything, but
we hate each other out of love.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why we're family, right? So, I mean, it's cool that people from all sorts of different walks of life and all sorts of different, you know, types of riding styles and whatever, they all come here. And, you know, we're all dudes. We're all bros. We just kick it.
Chaw, bro.
Yeah, bro. Let's bike, bro.
Yeah, bro.
So, That's what's really cool about this place, man. It's yeah. like a it's like a hangout, and it's like a shop, and it's you
it's
know
a little bit all, of everything.
Yeah, clubhouse, exactly. Everything. Like we're
it's,
all
it's the compound.
Good. Exactly, and people just fucking show up, and we're like, what's up, you know? And there's no anxiety, and there's no you know pretentiousness. We're all real, man. That's what's good about this
pretentiousness.
Place. Pretentiousness. Yeah. So we're all cool, dude. We're all on the same level. So I feel like that's what's really great about this place. And I want to really thank Liza for making it all happen. Because, I mean, if it wasn't for her, this shit would just be a fucking lot. You yeah. know? It would just be a parking lot. And, with a shack, and then that would be it.
Like, where else would you go if you needed your fucking carbs cleaned?
Like, exactly. Like, I
know how much would you pay?
Got a good
exactly. Here, and Liza hooked me up with her friend Rich, who's real. Like, he's a real good dude, and he does you know quality work for real cheap, like way cheaper than
yeah.
You know,
he changes
like
all our tires.
Yeah,
all
of our he's tires. A great dude
for like $5 a piece.
Exactly. And like how Liza,
Corona?
Like,
yeah, and you get to have a beer and sit with him.
Yeah, and shoot the shit. You know, he's a cool guy, and I would never find out about him if it wasn't for Liza, you know. And I don't really like the mechanics here in Santa Cruz, sorry guys. But and that's
I just that wanted to add yeah. too that Recycle is something that it's given me something to be proud of. Like, I tell other people about it, and it gives me like a sense of pride. Like, hey,
totally.
This is what I did today.
Look what I can do.
Exactly, though. Like, really. You know, who I never would have thought I would have been doing any of this stuff.
Right.
In a million years.
Now you got the cool nickname.
And
exactly.
What's my nickname?
Susie Sands-a-Lot. Right. Real butt-shaking action.
Yeah. And
it gives me a sense of pride. And it's one of those things that unless you go and experience it too, that you really don't get how awesome this place is.
Yeah.
I tell so many people about it. And like for every 10 people I tell, like one person shows up. But that mm-hmm. one person that shows up is always so glad that they did. And they tell another 10 people. So, you know, it's just, it gives me a sense of pride to be a part of this community. And
I wonder if
really
Liza
enjoy
could
it.
Listen to this, like, 10-15 minute long love fest towards her.
Oh,
like,
we've got so much
cheering.
More too.
Right, right, right.
I know. She actually just posted on Facebook about an hour ago. Liza is at the Orpheum Theater in yeah. Memphis. You know I'd find a musical to see. Watching Sister Act. Sister Act in the Orpheum Theater. Okay, yeah. She's the reason we're doing this today is because she's out of town.
Well, I need to get out of here
until Sunday. So we gathered some people together.
I ride.
For the people that were not here. We couldn't be able to be here in such short notice. I did get some emails from people of some recyclers. And I will read one to you now. This is from Moti Green. She's a recycler. It's been coming around for a few years.
Please let me read Moti.
You want to read Moti's?
I would love to.
You
okay.
need to read Ben's.
I'll read Ben's. And everybody's going to read one here. Because we got plenty of them. But
it.
Yeah. There's Moti's right there.
Okay. Hey, guys. Moti.
Don't read it like that.
Gotta
the whole
run,
time,
but
please.
Hopefully this'll do. It's true. The moment you swing a leg over, you join a club. Strangers become two-wheeled comrades, and garages everywhere become our churches. For me, Sundays at Recycle were never simply about the wrenching. It's the idea that no matter what the work week throws my way, every Sunday there's a place I can go to unclench. It's a constant when life is unpentantly inconsistent. Whether or not you fix the bike will fix you. And I already know, even now, when I take stock of all that has passed under the bridge of my life, that Liza and her garage have forever cemented a space in my heart that is untouchable, special, and rare.
Razzie goes to donut.
That is a Moti Green.
Are you studying to be an actor?
Moti Green. All right. So let's see here. This one is from Jennifer. She lives in Portland now, but she had the CL360L that needed some work. Excuse me. All right. Uncle Liza. What would I have ever done without her? It all started with a kind-hearted but meth-addicted Hell's Angel who decided he'd be doing me a favor by replacing my CL360's handlebars with new cafe bars. To my chagrin, he never finished the job in classic tweaker style and left me with a bike with no bars, shoddy wiring, and a fancy new upright your support your local 81 sticker on the side cover. I would soon learn about Liza through a fellow roller girl who told me about Recycle and how I could learn about how to fix the bike myself. Saved. After one weekend at the garage, my bars were fixed and I gained a ton of confidence working on my bike myself. Fast forward a few months to a visit to San Diego to visit my folks. My father is a big-time British motorcycle enthusiast. He tried to teach me how to work on bikes as a kid, but I didn't pay attention. Now that I'd done some minor wrenching on my own and a mentor, he decided to finally give me one of his beloved triumphs, a complete and utter basket case of a 72 Bonneville. I hauled it back to Santa Cruz in the back of my Honda and got to work on it at Recycle. Liza taught me how to lace and true my wheels, build my forks, and assemble a complete chassis. Through this process, she taunted and teased me with her Triumph Tiger Cub project and decided to turn it into a race. A year in, I relocated it to Portland, Oregon, but finally I have completed my triumph. Well, Jennifer, you won. Without Liza, I would have never been able to accomplish a feat like this. I built a motherfucking triumph. Oh, and yeah, Douglas Little wouldn't have discovered his love for wrenching, be a vampire, or be reading this right now. Thanks, Liza. Well, I didn't read that all the way through. Thank you, Jennifer, for that lovely email. P.S. Also, shrimp cook-offs, variety shows, and Wicked. And possums. Liza's a possum fan.
She's a possum freak.
She's a possum freak. Okay, let me see here. Lucas.
Yeah, give one for me to read.
You get John Vivian's, a.k.a. Tux. This one is from John Vivian. He had an FZ6 he brought over here that was in shambles.
$1.
For $1.
He got it for $1. Right. Best deal ever.
$1. One doll hair. All right,
so. Do you have a doll hair?
One hobo dollar. All right, I'm going to read what this guy says here. He says, when my boss first told me about a motorcycle co-op in Santa Cruz, I couldn't believe how fortunate I was. Then I looked it up online and found out I lived only a block away. Armed with my welcoming gift of Diet Coke, I came upon a group of the most humble, selfless, awesome people I've had the pleasure of meeting. Liza, Doug, and others spent several hours helping me through an eclectic variety of obstacles that were preventing my newly acquired bike from running. After a 5 to 6 hour session of sweat, dirt, chorizo, beer, and soda, I was tired yet thrilled at the community I'd been lucky enough to stumble upon. Liza has built something really special by starting the motorcycle co-op. Her enthusiasm, kick-ass attitude, and no-nonsense demeanor helps keep morale up when people feel like they've been hitting their head into a wall working on a problem. At the end of a long day, she even invites the unwashed masses into her home to enjoy each other's company, watch motorcycle movies, and relax.
And Walking Dead.
That isn't written here.
No, that's what she does.
Liza is truly an amazing person, and the people who are committed to the co-op are as lucky to know her as she is to know them. Or perhaps luckier.
Cool. That's from John Vivian. Thank you, John, for the email.
Thank you for the email, John.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
I won't do right. The deep voice.
Yeah, let's see what else here. We got, oh, boy. Here, you can read one from Jimmy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
I love Jimmy.
I haven't seen him in a while. What's been up with Jimmy?
Well, he got his bike running. Why does he need to come back?
Because we're cool.
So this is Jimmy. And what was his bike again that he spent forever?
This Chewie's old bike. I don't remember what
it was. It was a Kawasaki.
It was a Vulcan. It was a Vulcan. So Jimmy built a bobber here, and he spent quite a while building it.
Vulcan 650.
And so this is what Jimmy has to say. Thank you, Liza, for everything you have done to help me, including giving me a motorcycle. It wasn't much when I got it, but with your help and everyone else's, it turned into a great bike for me. The garage has been an awesome experience, and I will never forget. Thank you for everything, Jimmy.
That was sweet.
Thank you, Jimmy Clark. Let's see here. Here's one from Tayward.
Clark Kent.
Tayward is a friend of ours. Thank you, Liza, for creating a great place for riders of all backgrounds to gather. There are always so many things going on, borrowing tools, sharing knowledge, using the workspace. But the best part is people hanging out, enjoying the community you have built around the garage. I love seeing old friends and meeting new riders that have the same excitement over riding I started with 25 years ago. wish I had someone like Liza back then to teach me bike maintenance. Right? I really enjoy taking the kids there. Always a great time, whether looking for Easter eggs in the garage, chatting bikes, chatting bikes with tattooed riders, or holding orphaned kittens, right? Bottom line, it is nice to hang out with good people, especially if they ride motorcycles. Thank you, Tayward. Let's see here.
That's really cool, though. I mean, like, there are lots of dudes who show up who have no idea how to maintain a bike. We have to, like, teach them.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I first started, I didn't know shit, you know? So.
Well, that's what's great about this whole thing is that you go from being a student to being a teacher.
Exactly.
And once you can teach, you really... That means you know how to do something and you know how to do it well. So...
We'll learn, young grasshopper.
I can read another one.
All right. You want to do Vanessa's. None of you guys know Vanessa. She was a recycler back when I first started coming. This is from Vanessa up in San Francisco.
It's a long one.
Yeah.
Liza Miller is one of the coolest cats you'll ever meet. Not only can this woman put any man in his place on a 0.5 second flat, she belts out show tunes like no other, wrestles possums, knows how to fix just about anything, and rides one mean Harley with a princess crown and a matching pink boa. This woman seriously is a fortune, force of nature like no other. Liza's passionate about bikes and loves to share her knowledge with anyone who is willing to listen. When I first met Liza, I knew nothing about motorcycles. She was patient, supportive, and always there to lend a helping hand, but she always made you do it yourself. We call that tough love. Through trials and error, blood, sweat, and tears, taking parts apart and putting it back together again, I learned how to be patient. No matter how many times I bitched and complained about something not working, Liza always knew how to handle the situation. V, did you read the manual? Halfway through, a tear down. No, I replied. Well, that might be a good place to start before you start pulling things off the bike, unless you want to break something. Oh? Yeah, right. Duh.
That sounds like Liza.
And her all-time favorite. There is a right tool for everything. Quit jamming. Quit jamming that in there and get the right one. Stop making things so damn complicated. Thank you, Liza, for putting up with my stubbornness. You pushed me through it, and I was able to restore Rusty Kitten and learn how to ride. And that's from Vanessa.
Rusty Kitten was a donated bike.
What was it?
It was a little Yamaha 440? I can't remember what it was called.
Like
it was
a so standard bike?
Like a street bike.
Or P-twin or what?
It was a P-twin. All right. Yeah. The license plate out here, it says Wild Iris on it.
Yeah.
That was the license plate that was on it when it got donated.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wild Iris.
I know. Okay, well, now it's time for Ben.
Let me read that one.
No. Doug has to read this.
Oh, I'm not going to read it in the British accent.
Come on.
I don't want to offend our British listeners.
You know,
what,
by torturing their ears.
All one of them?
Right in Cockney.
This is from Ben, who could not be here today.
Cockney accent.
It's not like he's dead. He's just not here. That made it sound like he was dead. Sorry.
He's no longer with us.
He should not be here today. It's not a you googly. All right. The garage has been somewhere I can go, no matter my state of mind, and do something constructive. I always feel safe to be myself there, and Liza is always willing to listen to any problems I may have. I have learned tons of stuff about bikes going on there and met a great group of people. I honestly feel very grateful to have both Liza and the garage in my life. They have completed many of my Sundays. That's
sweet.
That's sweet.
Aw, how cute.
I know. I think that's it. Yeah, I thought that...
I think that's great.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You know?
I think we covered all the bases.
Basically, Liza, we love you, and we're so grateful and thankful to have you in our lives.
Yeah,
we're
Uncle
so happy,
Liza.
You know, like, you're offer up the space the for way you, anyone and everyone.
The way you just create projects, it's so much fun working with you.
Yeah.
These fucking wacky ideas you got. Yeah. Sometimes I want to shoot them down with a 12 gauge, but
at other times,
most times
like,
you're like, look at this creation. Look at the bumblebee over here. It's fucking rad.
It's pretty badass.
It's pretty badass.
I had the privilege of riding
the bumblebee.
Yeah, the bumblebee. And you also push me to think outside of my box, too. And that's been a big growing thing for me.
And just, you know, to do something you never thought I mean, I've never thought I'd be into wrenching or anything like that. Riding motorcycles, yeah, but
I'm just glad I have more friends now, you know what I mean?
And you know, like, yeah, it's a community. That's exactly really what it is.
You know, I honestly feel
thankful,
like,
to be a part of this.
Exactly. And I feel like as long as you have a bike, you're always going to have friends. It's pretty much how it works. So
even, I mean, I started showing up without a bike, you know? You don't need a bike to be a part of this community.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
What's wonderful
you
about it.
You just have to be open.
Exactly. Yeah. We are facilitating.
An open heart and willing to help.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're facilitating people getting into riding, too.
Yeah.
You know?
I can't tell you how many people I've told about this place and said, hey, if you want to learn how to ride, come down. We'll put you on a mini bike.
I've told that to people,
and you'll
too.
Ride down Washington Street and probably crash. But, you know.
It's cool.
Hey.
Get it out of the way early. You'd rather crash now than later.
We got actually one more that I got from Leif.
Oh, excellent.
Leif couldn't make it tonight either. Yes.
Leif's a cool guy.
Leif is
rad. Yeah, he is.
His new nickname is Hottie McHottie. Hottie McHottie.
Thank you, Liza Miller. That was her nickname, not mine. I'm just going to point that out.
It's all like chiseled and handsome and blonde.
Yeah, McHottie. I know. You're like, oh.
Megan.
Hey, sorry, he gives me kisses every time he leaves.
As long as I can watch.
Let's edit this out.
Doug's face right now, you gotta be here.
So,
edit this out, please.
Let's see what Leif has to say. I'm turning your mic off, man. He says, I'm stoked to see what goes on at the garage. Liza is so generous with her time and resources. For me, it's been a great place to connect with other motorcycle enthusiasts, as she sold me some seat springs, which saved my ass, literally. Love you, Liza. Go fast, take chances, and ride Rennie bikes. Peace and grease.
Peace and grease.
Peace and grease. Leif. That's a good one. Thank you, Leif. Other than that, I think that's it.
Yeah. That pretty much wraps it up.
$2.
$2. Wow, make it
Steak is done. That's what that means.
If you feel like you have anything to say, you can email us.
Liza would sure appreciate it, but it is recyclemotorcyclegarage@gmail.com. And then our Facebook page, Recycle Santa Cruz. /Facebook,
yeah.
And then our website, motorcyclesandmisfits.com. Please check us out. Send us emails.
Call me a douchebag.
Like us. Call Lucas a douchebag.
I dare you. I dare you.
That's not much of a dare, Lucas. It's not that hard.
Yeah, but, I mean, taking the effort is the hard part. Like, so do I want to call
us? Please send us emails. Please like us on Facebook. Check out what we do. And please tune in to the next episode of Motorcycles and Misfits. This is Megan. We've got Douglas here.
Douglas, yeah, your boyfriend. Did you forget my name?
I know your name.
We got Leif, Douglas.
We've got Donut.
Douglas.
Oh, hello.
Donut.
Lucas.
And I'm here, and Zoe just walked out.
Zoe left. Zoe, I'm going to say cool for Zoe. Cool. And that's it. All right. Hope you enjoyed.
Good night. Happy holidays. Good night. Cool.